Imagine you live on the side of a mountain with steep cliffs and vast forests. Your home is a beautiful black, white, and wood structure. Inside, there is a window overlooking a huge garden with flowers, tomatoes, peppers, figs, and many other plants. And there are insects. Butterflies swarm around the family flower garden, drinking sweet nectar the flowers produce. You walk on a trail in the woods, admiring the diversity of mushrooms and plants. As you're walking, your eyes spot an oyster mushroom. You pick it, flick off the bugs that eat it. You then head to the lookout to admire the view of the valley below, the beautiful creation that God has made. As you look out over the cliffs, you hear your mother calling for you to get some tomatoes for some sandwiches. Heading over to the tomato trellis, you notice some pesky aphids sucking up juices from your plants. As you go to pick them up, you get pinched by something. You look down at your finger and see an ant hanging there tightly fastened to your finger. Was the ant protecting the aphids, or did he just feel threatened? You decide to take a closer look to find out what the ants are doing. You notice an ant gently massaging an aphid's abdomen to receive a drop of liquid, which the ant drinks. You remember reading about the relationship of the ants and aphids in an insect book of yours. The ants shepherd the aphids and milk the aphids to get a sugary substance called honeydew. Then an ant catches your eye. It is leaving the aphids. You decide to follow it. The ant brings you to his nest, which he enters. As you study the anthill, you notice worker ants bringing crumbs and pieces of sand to the nest and bringing them inside. One ant comes up with a few grains of sand and heads over to a hole in the nest to repair it. Suddenly you remember the tomatoes your mom has asked you to get. Running over to the tomato trellis, you pick the tomatoes off the plant. Hurry inside to hand them to your mom, who slices them up while you tell her about your adventure with the ants. You are listening to Naturalist Kids Podcast, where we bring the stories of nature to life to encourage you in your quest to learn more about this great world. I'm your host, Joy Cherick, and today I'm joined by Haida, age 13. Haida is part of a podcasting club and chose the topic for today's episode, researched it, and wrote it as well. Welcome to the podcast, Haida. If you love our podcast and want to see more episodes like this one about ants, please consider supporting us through our Patreon site, patreon.com/naturalistkids. There you will find transcripts, nature study lessons, and additional resources to go with each episode. This episode corresponds with Nature Study Hacking Insects. Nature Study Hacking teaches families how to get outside and use a nature journal. Head over to naturestudyhacking.com to learn more. Let us consider for a moment what an ant is like. Some people would describe an ant as a pest, but I would say that the ant is an example for all of us, as it says in the proverb, "Go to the ant, O sluggard, consider her ways and be wise." This beautiful description reveals to us how dedicated ants are to their work and how much they depend on one another in the colony. What does an ant look like, Haida?
An ant is a small insect in which its body consists of three parts: the head, the thorax, and the abdomen. Ants come in many different shapes and colors. For example, the carpenter ant is jet black and smooth, whereas the fire ant is red and black with tiny hairs on its body.
So where can you find ants anyway?
Ants are found on every continent except Antarctica. You can usually find them under rocks, logs, or ant mounds.
How do ants find food?
When the worker ants find food, they leave a chemical trail that comes from the gland in their abdomen so that the other ants can find the food.
Well, that's cool. What is the life cycle of an ant?
The life cycle of an ant begins with the egg. The queen ant lays that egg that hatches into a larva. Then the larva develops into a pupa, which turns into an adult ant. If it is a female, then it is either a queen or a worker. Worker ants do the work, finding food, fixing the nest, and farming aphids, etc. The male ants die soon after mating with the queen.
So, what's your favorite type of ant, Haida?
My favorite type of ant is the army ant. The army ant lives in Africa and is nomadic, which means they don't stay in one place. Instead, they move around. The army ant also marches in ranks. Most of the time, the army ant scavenges for their food. But don't be mistaken, these ants have been known to bring down animals much bigger than themselves.
What other types of ants have you discovered?
I have discovered many different types of ants. The honey ant, green weaver ant, leafcutter ant, gliding ant, and ghost ant, to name a few.
So we have a joke for you.
Why was the little ant confused? We'll share the answer after the poem.
So we also found a poem, and this is actually adapted from Aesop's The Cricket and the Ant. A silly young cricket accustomed to sing through the warm, sunny months of gay summer and spring began to complain when he found that at home his cupboard was empty and winter was come. Not a crumb to be found on the snow-covered ground. Not a flower could he see, not a leaf on a tree. Oh, what will become, says the cricket, of me? At last, by starvation and famine made bold, all dripping and wet and all trembling with cold, away he set off to a miserly ant, to see if, to keep him alive, he would grant him shelter from rain, a mouthful of grain. He wished only to borrow, he'd repay it tomorrow. If not, he must die of starvation and sorrow. Says the ant to the cricket, I'm your servant and friend, but we ants never borrow, and we ants never lend. But tell me, dear sir, did you lay nothing by? When the weather was warm, said the cricket, not I. My heart was so light that I sang day and night, for all nature looked gay. You sang, sir, you say? Go then, said the ant, and dance winter away. Thus ending, he hastily lifted the wicket, and out of the door turned the poor little cricket. Though this is a fable, the moral is good. If you live without work, you must live without food. The answer to our joke. Are you ready? Why was the little ant confused? Because all his uncles were ants. Thank you for joining us today as we learned about ants. I hope you learned something new. Please join us next time as we learn about man's best friend, the dog. We will leave you with a quote by an unknown author. Courage isn't always a lion's roar. It's also the silence of an ant working patiently, persistently, and never giving up.